Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Welcome to Inside Finance. This is a press conference of the sixth and final visit of the IMF of Grenada's homegrown program.
Dr. the Right Honourable Keith Mitchell, Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, Honourable Gregory Bowen, Minister of Communication Works, Physical Development, Public Utilities, ICT and Community Development, Ms. Nicole Laframboise, IMF Mission Chief, other members of the IMF team, Mr. Mike Sylvester, advisor in the Executive Director's Office at the IMF and former Acting Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance, representatives of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank and the Caribbean Development Bank, staff of the Ministry of Finance, members of the media, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. It is indeed an honor and privilege for me to welcome you to this joint press conference of the sixth and final review of our IMF-supported homegrown program. So far, we would have had five successful reviews. The purpose of this review is to assess whether we would have met our targets, that is, the performance criteria and structural benchmarks for the period July to December 2016. To this end, the IMF team met with various stakeholders, and they are now ready to share the findings. I'm sure you are anxious to hear the results, and so I will not delay you further. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Ms. Frederick. We now will get some brief remarks from Minister Bowen.
Thank you very much, Prime Minister, Acting Permanent Secretary, IMF team leader, the rest of the team from the Caribbean and from the bank's headquarters, our own advisor, former permanent secretary, members of the staff, of the Ministry of Finance, and members of the press. I would just simply want to look back at the commencement of this exercise. And I have to remind all of us that we decided to participate in this particular exercise from the formation before we resumed office in 2013. It was a decision by a group watching what has happened. And I am happy to have participated as the leader of government business in the House of Representatives. And I could tell you that some of the measures were not easy to get through and having to propel many of the bills. And I understand what it will have meant at that time for our population. And I simply want to echo and re-echo the sentiments of the Prime Minister and the Cabinet of Grenada, that our people demonstrated that they understood with us. In fact, that is why they gave us the mandate to be the executing arms of the plans that the party put forward in our manifesto. And so we are here today, and every time we listen for the review, I congratulate my people in particular. In fact, at yesterday's press brief, when I mentioned so many projects that were on stream, it came about mainly because we undertook this difficult exercise. And I recall one day, Minister Joseph indicating that we have ceded most of the usual powers of an executive into the administrative or the rule-based programming so that we can achieve this. And I simply want to congratulate all those persons, people staff in the Ministry of Finance, or Permanent Secretary, I remember working with Timothy Antwine, night and day, as we had deadlines to meet with the passage of legislation and the execution of certain mandates, agreements that were made in the MEPF. I recognize, too, the part played by no advisor in the IMF to our director in Washington, both from Pierce Antoine and himself, really helped. And I know I used to be calling and asking his pardon for waking him up in the middle of the night. And we were receiving night and day, either from the World Bank or from the IMS staff, some legislative agenda. And I want to make it quite abundantly clear here now. We understood what we had to do, and we did it. I've told the team leader repeatedly that we know what we have to do. Yes, the origin was good, but we should not, you know, have been pushed. We should not have reached the edge to really try to come back from it. And all of us stood our ground. And I know I just want to, in our last meeting, that I advised that we must continue to show that we have to stay the course fundamentally. We have just started. And Parliament must take its role. We see things where the executive going into the arm of the Parliament, etc. We have to ensure that we lead from the top so that our country can continue on the path that it has charted so far. And I'll just keep this brief remark.
Okay, so to the Right Honorable Mr. Mitchell, Prime Minister and Minister of Finance and Energy, and the Honorable Gregory Bowen, Minister of Communications and Works and ICT, and to Kim Frederick. First, I would like to thank all of the people over the last 3 years who we have worked with closely in the country. Of course, starting with the officials in the Ministry of Finance, who have been extremely dedicated and responsive and really wonderful to work with. And I know that this has been taxing for a lot of them. Also, of course, all the other members of the government, but in particular, I must add all of the people in the civil society, in the financial sector, in the private sector, who have taken time to meet with us and genuinely provide us with information in the interests of helping the country. I personally am grateful for the opportunity to have been able to work with the people on this country, which I've found extremely rewarding and special. So now I will just go over our findings and a few policy recommendations, which we will release in a press release shortly. So overall performance during this last phase of the ECF-supported homegrown program has been strong. The government has continued with steadfast implementation of reforms and made progress toward achieving the key goals of the program, which were restoring fiscal sustainability, strengthening the financial sector, and setting the stage for durable, broad-based growth. The mission team has assessed that the government met all of the performance criteria and the structural benchmarks that were due at the end of December, and all of the indicative targets were met also, except for a very minor underspending on one indicative target, which was the spending on the World Bank-supported seed program. And this was because of the time needed to process candidates under the new eligibility system. Nonetheless, it is worth noting that the results so far, which we have heard from the Ministry of Social Development and the social workers, point to an important improvement in the effectiveness and the targeting of the programs to those most in need. Real GDP is estimated to have expanded by 3.9% in 2016. So that implies annual real GDP growth of 5.8% over the last 3 years. Activity in 2016 was driven by tourism, construction, and some pickup in domestic demand. But agriculture did experience weather-related contraction. Growth is expected to moderate in the coming years and in 2017 to approximately 2.5%. Near its estimated potential growth rate. Average inflation rose to 1.7% in 2016 after several years of negative price changes, but it is forecast at 2.6% in 2017. And as you're all aware, inflation in this country often follows world prices in oil and food. So with steady tourism momentum, the external position remains stable. And improved slightly last year. So the government achieved a primary surplus, that's the fiscal balance excluding interest payments, in 2016 of 5.3% of GDP. Expenditures were kept under firm control, and tax revenues performed well across all categories, driven by improvements in compliance and administration, as well as a strong, or relatively robust activity. Grenada has also taken important steps toward completing the comprehensive debt restructuring started in 2014. Of the stock of total outstanding debt at the program inception, well over 90% has been restructured. Public debt is now forecast to fall at the end of this year to 72% of GDP, a drop of 36 percentage points from its peak of 108 just 3 years ago. This is a sizable decline in the debt-to-GDP ratio, and it's attributed to all several factors, both on the numerator and the denominator, that is debt relief and restructuring, strong fiscal adjustment of approximately 9% of GDP over 3 years, and a strong GDP growth. And there's a bit of luck there because the country experienced some positive shocks, not shocks, but positive external forces during that time. Grenada has improvements in economic indicators are very noteworthy. There is still a lot to do to improve job prospects in the country. Employment has grown positively, on average about 4% per year, but that was starting from a low base, and unemployment is, as you know, still high, particularly for the youth. Labor force statistics suggest to us, based on some analysis we did last year, that there's an important skills mismatch in the economy. And a review of education curriculums and new labor market programs to improve training and job search tools in collaboration with the private sector would help address this mismatch. To achieve broader based growth, the government is focusing on structural reforms to improve the supply response. Based on the natural endowments and the market brand for Grenada, the agriculture sector, in our view, could be a more important source of growth and employment in the country. The authorities are moving towards some liberalization in the sector, and we would urge them to continue in that direction. The government is taking steps to remove impediments also to the doing business environment, including regarding property registration process, customs procedures, and strengthening building quality control and regulation. Further consultations with the private sector in these areas might help identify pressure points to be addressed. Despite this marked progress, it is important to note that public debt in Grenada is still relatively high. I'm talking relative to the region, to peers, and in general. So further effort is needed to reach the medium-term targets. Grenada is a small open economy that is susceptible to shocks. We're talking about from natural disasters, swings in the tourism market, where the advanced country sources, commodity price shocks, as well as potential volatility in some revenues, including, for example, the citizenship by investment revenues. With these types of vulnerabilities, lower debt and higher reserve buffers are advisable to give the country the opportunity to help mitigate the impact of shocks when they occur, and to avoid output losses and booms and busts, which have real costs on people, jobs, and incomes over time. In this light, continued policy resolve will be needed to safeguard the progress so far and to achieve the goals of medium-term debt reduction and sustained growth. The government agreed with staff on the imperative of adhering to the strengthened policy framework, follow through on the fiscal responsibility legislation, and the full set of systems and practices of public finance management that were developed over the past 3 years is critical to secure fiscal sustainability for future generations. It will also build credibility in the rules-based policy framework. In support of this goal, the government is also preparing a strategy to modernize the management of the public sector. This three-year strategy will aid in improving the operations and efficiency of the public sector, as well as develop a fair, rational system of compensation and incentives. There will be extensive consultation on the strategy and its implementation with all stakeholders. Finally, the government and the people of Grenada should be commended for their achievements during their homegrown program, particularly with respect to debt reduction, growth, and the strengthened fiscal policy framework. The success is due in no small part to the strong country ownership and the high degree of consultation and collaboration with stakeholders. In particular, I mentioned the Committee of Social Partners and the Homegrown Monitoring Committee. We encourage Grenada to press ahead with its medium-term goals and to focus on ways to promote growth further and lower unemployment to improve opportunities for all Grenadians. Thank you.
to my colleague, Minister of Communication Works, etc., to the Acting Permanent Secretary, the Ministry of Finance, Kim Frederick, to all the other distinguished leadership, leaders of the Ministry of Finance. We have the two Deputy Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance, the three Deputy Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. We have Dr. Staniford, who is advisor to the Minister of Finance. To Nicole, head of the team, and of course to our own Mike Sylvester, who just recently was leading the exercise at the Ministry of Finance, to all your other staff members who were here, the CDB team members and the OECS representation. And we know that many people who are with us, not yet necessarily physically, but with us in spirit, and the members of the press. Listening to you, it's good music to the ears, really good music. And I just want to first compliment the IMF team for their consistent support throughout this entire period of adjustments. And also the other members who are clearly with us throughout, the World Bank, CDB, OECS, all our friends regionally and internationally. I think it's important to record this. But most specifically, Nicole, the team at the Ministry of Finance need to be given a lot of credit for what we have achieved and the country as a whole. But specifically, in the period of the adjustment, we have changed Permanent Secretary. We have three changes, and that is significant. We knew the leadership of Timothy Antwine, how valuable it was. We also knew the leadership of Mike Sylvester. But despite the changes now to Kim, we have consistently performed, and the ministry has stepped up to the plate, so to speak. We have not let up in any respect. So it means it's what has been achieved so far is the collective effort of the entire team at Ministry of Finance and the government as a whole, the Department of Public Administration, the Cabinet Secretariat, the different ministries who have stood up there and saw to it that we met the targets and continue to perform in the right direction. To all of them, we need to give enormous credit for this. I think Minister Bowen already captured my own feelings about the fact that where we started and where we are today, it was not an easy exercise to ask the country to make sacrifices in a time that people are already under difficult stress, economically, socially, and otherwise. It was not an easy exercise. But we recognize that we were not put into government with such massive mandate unless people felt strongly that something had to change. And how do you change it? You can't change by just asking people to give you something. It is said that charity begins at home. And clearly, we had to ask the country to make the necessary sacrifice. And the cabinet and the government led by example. But whatever small increases or back pay that went to public servants in the whole, not 1 cent increase came to the members of government, the team at the cabinet, the ministers of government. Not 1 cent. So that in many cases, if one look at the estimates of revenue and expenditure, you see public servants earning more in salaries than the leaders of the ministry, which are the ministers. So it's a clear demand. I'm talking sacrifices. People, the public servants, and clearly the leadership, the ministers of government. So I think my own feeling today is one of tremendous satisfaction, but recognizing we have to stay the course. And I've always said to the social partners that without their support, we will not be here, feeling a sense of satisfaction at this point in time. The leadership of the trade union movement collectively so must be given a lot of credit, because as a group, they could have taken a different course. The leadership of the business community, they step up to the plate. The leadership of the churches, I would say significantly so, because they lent a level of moral authority to the sacrifices that we are attempting to make. The non-governmental community, they were all there. We are all holding hands together. And therefore, to all of them, we have to give a lot of credit. I also want to make the point that we indicated that if we didn't, we all were sharing the benefits. But it is clear that we have started seeing the benefits of this. You mentioned, Nicole, that we did not spend, one area of weakness, we did not spend as much as we expected to on the social program. I've always said that's extremely good music to my ears, because I don't know that historically the IMF was known to be so concerned about social and social benefits to the vulnerable, but it has certainly taken in several years now a different turn, in the sense that people now feel that there is also a heart coming out of the initiative of developmental activities that you sought to help governments to implement. So I think it's important for us to record that that we have felt that sort of support. So where we are at this point in time, we have a situation that we feel that we can feel proud of as a nation. Coming from 108% of GDP to 72% cannot be achieved in that short period of time without a lot of hard work. The changes at the revenue base areas of government have certainly led to tremendous success. Having been in government over 30 years, I have never seen a time in government in four successive years that the revenue projected by government was surpassed in every single month. And in many cases, the efforts that has led to those successes has been done by young, bright professionals. And young, well, I would almost say people coming just out of school, who have made a lot of sacrifices for us to be where we are. But I do want to hasten to point out, whenever we talk about the increased revenue, that some of us will say, well, time to share it. And in other words, we should be doing more for certain groups of persons. But clearly, we have always said that we had a tremendous deficit in financing government. And we still have areas of weakness where we would have loved to invest more in, of course, the agricultural sector to promote production and development in a general sense in that area. So we needed more surpluses in revenue to be able to do this. So we need to have more and more. We'd love to put a lot more into tourism. We see the potential there. So clearly we still have a long way to go. So I want to reinforce that point, that we, while we are doing reasonably well based on projection, it does not mean that we can do all the things that we wish to do to help our people the way we want to. So I am particularly pleased as the Minister of Finance and, of course, Prime Minister. And I sought to ask all our people to continue to stay the course. I understand some of us would love to see the end of the FRL, which is the fiscal responsibility legislation. But I hasten to add why that might sound like good music to the ears. I am not sure that, in fact, it's what the message that we want to send to those who wish to continue to give us the support and to use Grenada name as a symbol of success, which has tremendous benefits to it, to imply to others that we're ready to go back to where we were, will not be sending the right message. So I call on all my brothers and sisters not to insist on this, because our children and grandchildren's future is much more important to us than the immediate situation of more increases to those of us who work as workers in the public service. It is more important. So I urge my brothers and sisters, while it might be nice to make that song bite, it is not necessarily something that any one of us would want to see happen. And I certainly wanted to make this point because I think it's so important for the future of our country. So I'm extremely happy at this point in time, given where we are today compared to where we were. And I am convinced, based on all that I've seen, that the message that's being sent of the stability of Grenada in many respects, whether it's the peace and order of the society, whether it's the successes of attracting private sector initiatives. And I make the point, when I mention private sector initiative, I'm not just talking about foreign investments. The fact is, a tremendous amount of the activities in the construction sector today has a lot and correlated with the activity and initiative of Grenadian business persons in several areas. In fact, if you walk into a country and you only see foreign persons putting their money on the ground, it is not a good sign. It means that the people in the country don't have the confidence. And when the people in the country put their money into the ground also or invest in different areas, it is a demonstration. If they can't do it, I am from abroad, I'm going to also take that risk. So it's that message that the local, almost all our local hoteliers, most of them have done some expansion in the last few years, almost all. And many of them are, in fact, building other properties. The construction sector, when I looked at the numbers yesterday, was to me very heartening. I hasten to point out, Nicole, that every year we've done very conservative estimates on GDP. Mike, I see Mike smiling, he knows that. And every year I tell my staff, I'm going with your numbers, but I'm confident that we'll surpass it. I've never changed a number of the Ministry of Finance. This Minister of Finance never has done that. But every year we have surpassed it. This again, 4.2% of GDP is quite an enormous achievement. Despite the contraction in agriculture, you see that level of growth. And I'm confident, Nicole, the projection of 2.4 or 2.5 for this year, I'm confident that we will pass it again. So where I'm today, feeling good. Feeling good, but knowing that we cannot change course. We have to stay the course. So once again, let me thank you and your entire team for the enormous support that you have given us. And to say the partnership does not end here. The partnership is one that must continue. And all the members of your staff, we want to thank you and to thank all of our local leadership at the various sector. I want to make that point finally. Timothy Antwine's role was enormously important. His leadership at the Ministry of Finance the role of Minister Boyne was not, I don't think the country knows enough about that role. When he mentions lots of nights, he doesn't tweet at 3 o'clock in the morning on other things, but he does tweet on significant development activities to many of us at 3 o'clock in the morning. He has played an enormous role in this achievement we have come to at this point in time, so I want to record this. And all the staff in the Ministry of Finance, Inland Revenue, Mike is there now, Ophelia was there. Mike knew to a period of service with the enormous leadership he provided. Petra is the communication person, and Kim was Deputy Permanent Secretary and now Acting Permanent Secretary, all played an enormous role. So we are not sitting there. That's why we are continuing to look for additional technical support to ensure that we meet our level of development that we want to continue, because we make the point, the unemployment of young people is a serious issue. I can't feel good when I see a lot of young boys and girls still out there looking for opportunity and can't find. So you're right, there are challenges that we have to meet, and maybe the role of agriculture and other areas, the soft areas, may be important in providing the necessary hope for young people, in particular young boys whom we have found lagging tremendously behind the young girls. So once again, let me thank you all for this enormous support and success that we have achieved at this point in time.
You were listening to the sixth and final press conference of the IMF with the government of Grenada on Grenada's homegrown program. I am Stanford Simon. Thank you for listening.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.